It will include some of the proposals already discussed this morning. They will be submitted to the President of the Parliament, of the Parliamentary Assembly, and to European Commission, European Council and European Parliament. I'll rest my case, and I'd like to conclude by reiterating that it is a huge honor for me to lead this project, a political and human project. To put under the spotlight the tragedies and problems of all those fleeing from conflicts and disasters. We should have an all-encompassing approach to migration. Now we'll have a Q&A period. We will try to answer to the questions that you may have. We don't have too much time, but we are fully available to answer any questions that you may have. If we don't have any questions from the floor, I don't know if any of the members of this panel wants to take the floor. Otherwise, I would like to make a final remark. The Portuguese presidents will take seriously the issue of migrations, and we are very happy for having seen that the presidents of the parliaments and their representatives, and also the representative of the European Parliament, all parties are fully engaged in order to start a long journey. But being both realistic and optimistic, we want to start this journey so that we can achieve positive outcomes in the short and medium term. We have approached this topic from different perspectives. European Union needs to be fully engaged in this topic in order to provide support to the countries that are under pressure from migration. We should increase the co-accountability within European Union. We should protect the European borders based upon human rights and the principle of fairness. Frontex shouldn't be seen only as a mechanism to protect the borders, but also a mechanism to protect the life of immigrants and equip them with technical and financial means. We need to have a Frontex focused on security and human protection. We also touch upon other issues. We had the input of the General Director of the IOM. He made very interesting suggestions and he laid the foundations for our work. I will not make a thorough summary of our meeting, but we have discussed the status of the asylum seeker, remittance of immigrants and the fees applied to them. We should look to it in order to provide support to citizens in the countries of origin, focusing on the causes, not only on the consequences. We also discussed the advantages and benefits of mobility and migration. We should treat this subject from different perspectives. Naturally, we also discuss the recruitment agencies which are having criminal behaviors, and we also focused about the issue of the decriminalization of illegal immigrant and many other topics that should be duly digested and reflected upon by politicians. Again, I'm not going to summarize all our work this morning. I would like to conclude by telling you that I'm pretty sure that at the end of this year, things will have changed. Thank you very much.
Okay, can I speak Portuguese? Recently, it was detected that the main routes, migration routes to Europe have changed, and now the Aegean Sea is becoming rather sensitive to these migration pressures towards the EU borders. But we also have seen what happened in Ceuta, in Melilla, and this all means that we have a problem, we have migration pressure, which is increasingly stronger also in those regions. There are two ways to approach the problem. One is in security terms to reinforce the security measures, but also another solution or another approach is to reinforce the preventive measures in order to avoid the phenomenon from happening in the first place. Because the Mediterranean is becoming a mass grave for hundreds and thousands of people. So what are, in prevention terms, what of the migration flows, what are the measures that you think should be taken together by the countries where these migrants are gathering before trying to move to Europe, say Turkey or Morocco or Egypt, and their relations with their cooperation with European institutions in order to try to prevent this phenomenon? Well, we do not have the solutions with us, but we did think about that problem. We have some solutions that we have envisaged. We spoke about the needs, for instance, to reinforce the budget of Frontex so that Frontex may have a double role. On one hand, to secure the borders, but also to secure the rights, namely the right to life. And this means that we have to increase the means and the funds for this purpose. But what we said mainly was that Frontex has to work on these two sides. And so we did mention the preventive idea. Everyone, namely the Director General of International Migration Organizations, did speak about this. The Mayor of Ceuta also raised the attention to the need for a preventive policy. And this is something that has to be discussed upstream. Good afternoon. I'd like to know did you discuss the need for a higher budget, more funds, more resources? Italy, for instance, has been complaining about the little support from the European Union on these matters. Is there any idea about the amounts that are necessary and how can this support be provided? This not just the financial support. Well, your question helps us providing a more comprehensive report of our work this morning. One of the subjects we discussed was the mobilization of foundations willing to concur with their help, with their to complement the state aids, and several foundations are willing to work on the field. And so the idea was to articulate the work of these foundations with the Anderlecht Foundation, as far as non-state aid is concerned. As far as state aid is concerned, and political aid as a whole from the European Union, of course, a greater commitment from the European Union means more means, more funds. And this can only be done through the normal channels, through the budget, the normal budget channels of the European Union. And it is part of a program that has to do with the decision, normal decision-making channels. We also thought about creating greater synergies between the Parliamentary Union of the Parliamentary Assembly of the European Union to the Mediterranean and other organizations, namely more dialogue with the relevant organization in the United Nations and trying to stimulate this subject. Now it is approached through a closer relationship between the presidency and the parliaments in the member states. Besides, we are thinking about that other than the final declaration, if or when we come to an agreement and the steps are being taken, to write a letter. And as I said in the beginning of my presentation, write a letter to the presidents of the parliaments in the Parliamentary Assembly and to the European Commission, the European Parliament, about the solutions we are trying to envisage in a pragmatic manner, so as to be able to promote and to come up with concrete solutions. Yes, please. I'm going to speak in French. I would like to greet first the stamina of the Portuguese presidency and to say how hopeful it is for us to attain concrete results. But again, I remind you, we are an assembly of parliamentarians. We are not we don't have executive powers. And so what we should do is to convey these concerns to our parliaments, to the governments. And in the Parliament, European Parliament, there will be elections, so we have to wait for the new European Parliament to be elected. And personally, I hope that these issues related to migrations will be taken in a more ambitious way by the new Parliament in order to provide to develop a real migration policy, instead of just speaking of protection policy. But that's the business of the new Parliament and the new European Commission. So it's important to have instruments such as this one that are instruments where everyone is trying to make things move. It's our work. We are not an executive power. We cannot anticipate the issue of budgets, but we can use our respective influences in our parliaments, on all sides of the Mediterranean, from the south and from the north, in order to find or to attain solutions. And so let me just quote the Director General of the IMO. We are working on migrations with totally outdated tools. The situation today is totally different than it was 10 or 20 years ago. The world has changed and it will change again. And so we have to revise our tools. We have to see this. I don't think this assembly is going to make a revolution on these matters, but something will have to change. And I greet the presidency because we have to find more effective tools, more effective instruments to approach these matters. Thank you. I don't know if there are any more questions. Mr. Vice President or Deputy Chairman.
Have the assembly for in congratulate them for having selected migrations as a topic for the today's meeting was very fruitful because we upon migration from different perspective, European perspectives, Europeans from the south bank of the Mediterranean Sea. Migration is a topic quite relevant for European Union. And North North migrating and Greece, it's it country. Only quite that it was the main subject efforts to deal with declare that we have a past a new policy for migration. We are European Union and we hope to strengthen the links between all parties involved, but migration cannot be seen as a problem. There are many no, if anyone else would like to take the floor, if that is not the to deep during this year.